future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host in the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today's show, I'm proud to announce, is going to have a slightly different format, a different structure. We have David Lee, who's the CEO of Trinity Network, or Trinity.tech for those that want to check out the website. David Lee is someone who's on the mission to solve scalability for the Neo blockchain, and he might just have the tools required to make this happen. Yep, they're working on scalability and they're looking to do 70,000 to 100,000 transactions per second. Trinity Network is in the house, so let's jump to the interview. So on today's show, we have David Lee from Trinity Network. David, how's it going?
We're doing great. Thanks for having me, Charles.
David, I just want to thank you for coming on the show. I know you're a busy man. Will you be so kind to kick things off for giving us a high-level overview of the Trinity ecosystem?
Okay. So I wouldn't really call it an ecosystem right now because it's meaningful as an infrastructure for the Neo ecosystem. And we're doing great, especially with the progress of the development. We released the open beta. And, you know, everything is on track and we have basically met all the promises we made with the roadmap so far. And there's some very exciting updates coming this month. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's great to hear. And how do you expect Trinity to impact the Neo blockchain? We know there is a big difference between theoretical TPS, transactions per second for the listeners out there, and real world TPS. Once Trinity is deployed, how many transactions per second do you think the Neo blockchain will be capable of?
Okay, well, on the one side, I have to say that, you know, we've been hearing some things about Neo recently, but I'm pretty sure that there will be, they are more than capable of handling this, and actually they are upgrading the mainnets. So actually Neo will be able to provide a much more stable TPS, at least in four digits in the coming month. So that's one thing with Neo. On the other side, with Trinity, I think we will be able to start with at least 80,000 TPS along with the node we provide, let alone the node provided by other operators around the world. But you have to know the TPS of a state channel network is very different from that of the mainnets. Basically, we are reducing the transactions that's supposed to be run by mainnets to our network so that it leaves only, you know, two transactions on the mainnet that will be opening and closing the channel. But it is still limited by the capacity of the mainnet. So for example, if Neo has 1,000 TPS and we have 1,000 people opening the mainnet opening their respective channels at the same time, it will still clog the network. So I think it depends on two things with the actual transaction throughput we can provide. One is the capacity of Neo itself. And the second thing is the actual demand of Trinity Network and how the app engineers do this, okay? Because they can move as many as transactions possible to the state channel network, so that leaves a lot of space for the mainnets. So, in the end of the day, if so many app is running on our state channel, it still comes down to the capacity of the mainnet, which I believe Neoside is also trying very hard to upgrade it. So, but let's say to begin with, it will provide a de facto, TPS of 80,000 to 100,000 for the Neo network. Yeah.
And David, this would be the first of its kind though, right?
That will be the first of its kind, and it will significantly improve the capacity of its ecosystem. And so many of the developers will be able to achieve what they imagine, and not to be, clogged by the current throughput. And yeah.
And David, how do you intend on the platform being used, and what use cases do you see it facilitating?
Okay, this is a very interesting thing because we have announced that we're going to help with certain, industry, adoption, customization, plans. So we're looking at, you know, certain industries to begin with. In the long run, of course, the greater potential is with the IoT space, especially we're looking at the commercialization of 5G in China and the other parts as well. But I think the first industry that will embrace our technology will be blockchain gaming, because on the one side, I think blockchain gaming is very promising because it produces a new asset class that is non-fungible token. On the other side, I think they are in desperate need of a state channel solution so that the gameplay, especially, you know, the games that are designed more sophisticated than CryptoKitty, can perform the gameplay by using state channel, and the core assets will be still actually settled on the mainnets. And we are, in order to facilitate that, actually we are incubating our own game to demonstrate the technology and to show other game developers how it should be done. And also we're in contact with many, you know, game developers around the world. You are seeing us having interactions on the Twitter with some famous, you know, blockchain gaming projects, and we expect more to come. And the company behind Trinity Foundation will be providing an all-round solution for them to you know, get started, not just with state channel technology, but also with PR, with investments, with researchers together. And so, yeah, when we want to say something is going to be adopted, it's not going to be the people come out and develop, you know, spontaneously learn about the technology and can do. And I think it should be that something we help them to achieve. Yeah.
When do you expect to launch your main net, and have you been able to adhere to your roadmap thus far? So I remember you mentioning that you're on track at the beginning so far this year. How's that going?
Yes, exactly. So the mainnet, the release date of the mainnet is unchanged, like we talked about on the first version of the roadmap. That we expect to, actually, this is something very interesting, because I have to say it's going to be deployed on the Neo mainnet very soon, starting in later April, I think. But that's for developers. So from the moment it's deployed on the Neo mainnet, it's actually the mainnet deployed, okay? But for normal users, they cannot access it because there's a lack of the interface. So for normal users, they will feel the Trinity Network becomes something they can use by end of May or early June. So that's the date. Yeah. And regarding the progress of the roadmap, I think we're on track with everything we have announced before, and actually we've moved something ahead, a little bit ahead, so, and added a few things more. So we will be in Seoul, Korea this weekend, and we will announce something that facilitates the adoption from the blockchain gaming realm, especially if they want to join the Neo ecosystem. And by end of this month, we will be announcing something more interesting that will open a whole new gateway for Trinity, for TNC, especially for the token to be, you know, adopted more, you know, widely adopted. And that's the plan so far.
So David, it's fair to say you're pretty busy at the minute then. I'm sure yourself and the team are working nights and days to make this happen.
Oh, yes, I have been traveling around. We have teams scattered around in the country, and we have to talk to project teams overseas as well. But I try my best to just to meet the demands of the community and to help them, and not just with the community, actually to help this industry move forward, because we're seeing a tanking market. We're seeing, you know, I mean, many people are pretty bearish, right? Because we're seeing a huge supply of tokens coming out to the market, but the demand is actually shrinking. So I think, you know, this will be a hard time. And especially in a time like this, we should be, you know, trying harder with the technology advancements and, really to do innovations rather than just...
And in regards to the point you just made about innovation, would you be so kind to speak about partnerships you've announced thus far?
So basically, I'll be very frank. We are having many, you know, interactions with Zilliqa, with Decentraland, and with some other top-notch companies in China. But like I said on San Francisco conference, I'm not going to announce any partnership before we have a tangible product in place. So when we have the product in place, I will announce things. But for people who are following us in the community, they know that what we are doing, and they can naturally deduct what's going to be announced. I want to set a very important difference here. That many projects these days, they just announce a partnership with A today and B tomorrow and C the day after, and nothing comes out of that partnership. It's just a PR stunt. So I don't think that's going to help. So we want to do it the very opposite way. Yeah.
And David, could you talk about some of the upcoming developments within Trinity, such as the ability to send multiple transactions simultaneously from one wallet?
That's actually something I have briefly introduced in a demo back at the Neo DevCon. So basically, when you're using the user app, you can establish as many state channels as you are economically capable of, and you can maintain them as long as you want if the deposit doesn't lock up too much liquidity of yours. And yes, with all this. State channels established and connected with the counterparties, you can send your transactions to the counterparty, because it's multiple channels and you can do it all at once. And yeah, that's something like that. But we have something more than that, because like I said, when we will launch the user app, is going to be 70% more features than we have demonstrated. It has to do with our concurrent development, which many people have deducted what we're going to do. But like I said, when I announced it, it's there, it's ready. So, and that's one thing. And another thing is actually more important is not really with the user app, because if you think of this, you are using state channel to reach more high frequency transactions, but to one same counterparty. That doesn't happen very often with speculators, but with real world use cases. So I think that is something people can feel, can touch, but it's not the thing that people will be really using at the beginning. It's more important that we provide SDKs for developers of the apps, and they can use it, and they become the product or services that our users want to purchase with State Channel. So actually, that's more important, and that's something we're going to provide around the same timeline.
As we know, Trinity Protocol
is working on all different fronts and all different new forms of
technology. Can you talk about this?
So, David, as we know, Trinity Protocol has started its own beta on testnet.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about this? And also, how's the community response to this? How's the feedback you've received so far?
It's been great, because we estimate that there are more than a dozen people have deployed their node around the world. We have people from Taiwan, from Seattle, and from Europe who have successfully deployed their own node, and it's running smoothly. And the most pressing thing right now, and the most important feedback we had, is that we have to figure out a way to set the economic parameters and how the node developers, the operators, will be rewarded. If they set up the nodes, and what's the threshold for them to become a node developer? Because they will be operating this P2P network, and I think there are several factors that is quite important. For example, security, privacy protection. So these are the the factors are yet to be solved, not just by us, but together with the community. And altogether, I think it will provide, a very, to a large degree, a completely autonomous network that can sustain by itself and that has a mechanism to let's say to adjust and kick out the you know evildoers and reward the people who are doing contributions. So far the test that the open beta is running smoothly and we are you know figuring out a lot of things we haven't find before and it will be you know come to its full shape before we deploy on the mainnet and after that after some like a month or so of testing it will meet the general users. Yeah.
David, can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah, sure.
How does it feel to be part of something so exciting and be part of the revolution that is the crypto revolution? How does it feel to be part of this and be adding value to the community, to the space, and to be part of it? So I know you've only been in this for a couple of months now, but how does it feel?
I think there's something driving me more than the thirsty for money. To be honest, everybody in this industry are looking for good returns. But let's be honest, I think if I don't do Trinity, I have better efficiency in making money. I think there's something larger driving me. It is especially because we're looking at the tanking market. If we cannot come out in time with good technology that really solves the scaling issue and pave the way for massive adoption, we could be looking at the general people getting hurt with the market because people are losing confidence and interest and the demand is getting lower. So it is important for us to lead the way. Like we said on our company page, we lead the way in this revolution so that, people get rewards and get benefits, not that they get hurt with the tanking market. It's even, you look at it and say it's dropping, the price is dropping. I care for people about this kind of things, okay? We have very limited options, to do about it, but I think the most important thing is to accelerate the development and the work harder and hire more talented people on this. And by the way, we are hiring a few more talents to the core development of the protocol in the past week. Yeah.
David, is there anything you'd like to share exclusively of the SVK crypto listeners out there while we have you on the show?
Yeah, sure. So I think you should be tuning in for our Twitter and Telegram and Medium posts when we announce something on this weekend and the end of this month. It will be a lot of progress coming out within this month. And on the other side, I hope people are doing fine, be cool and be strong with the market we're looking at. Because I think there's a lot to do with more than just speculation because we are here to build a new world. And if you want a new world to come, you have to participate in this more than just, just getting involved financially. And apart from this, I'm going to announce something, preliminarily, because we are doing a voting in the community that if people are interested in staking, in locking down part of the TNC in exchange of some loyalty rewards after that. And this also, basically locks down a lot, a good percentage of the liquidity on the market. So that will be helping with the performance and also, to reward people who have long-term confidence in us. And once we decide, we release on our Twitter and the Telegram so that people, if they are interested, they can participate. And just like any other loyalty reward programs, yeah.
We heard it there from the man himself. David, thank you so much for making it on the show today. We really appreciate it. We know you're a busy man, and we look forward to having you on soon after your announcements to tell our community in London. Thank you so much. And
thank you.
We look forward to keeping in touch.
Great. Thank you.
I want to say a big thanks to David Lee and the Trinity team for organizing this today and making it onto the show. I know they're super, super busy, so we really appreciate it. And remember, guys, remember to tweet us at @SVK_crypto. Join our Telegram group. It's free. It's a great community, and it's always growing. We're always looking for value-add individuals.
And you can join that by going to Telegram and typing SVK crowd one word and joining the group. And remember to message the SVK crypto team. And you can email myself if you have any questions, queries, or anything of that sort at cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. Have a phenomenal day and be back tomorrow with more great news. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.